So neighbor in China who came from the North Korea. We used to be more than like sister. We are speaking Korean, cooking Korean food together. When I was arrived in China, in South Korea, I had to visit China for my son's parents passed away. As soon as I got there, I went to her house to see her. Hi, my sister, how have you been? I missed you. She talked to me with broken Chinese. I'm good, I'm okay. How are you in South Korea? And I told her, what's wrong with you? Talk to me Korean. No, my sister, I cannot talk. Why? I don't know how to talk Korean anymore. Since you have left, my son and my husband, they don't want me to talk Korean because it's useless language in China. So she's slowly losing her speak Chinese and Korean. Her Chinese is really broken, like a local language, not even proper Mandarin. I barely understand her Chinese language too. But I was big shocked and hit by like a hammer. And I had to hide my tears. And full of guilt too. At the time, I couldn't think about more than myself. But that was not the best. I could have done something for her. She was so aging, her teeth all falling off. She couldn't get treatment. I never forget this. I'm so sorry about her. She lost her identity. She lost her language. She's the only survivor in Thailand, her family. Everyone passed away from the starvation. But this is only one story that I know. But how many women in China? They are undergoing the suffering. They sold to Chinese old men. A few months later, sold again to others. And the kids, they lost their mother because Chinese government, they arrested them and sent back to North Korea. I think these tragic stories only end when we have real peace and not enemy each other and unification together. Have you ever heard about a song can save someone's life from the war? This is a story of my uncle. My mom used to live with a big family. They lived uncle, auntie, or cousins. All family lived together with big house, and they were farmer. My mother's cousin, he went to the army during the Korean War. Everybody come back home, but my mother's cousin didn't come home yet. So the family members thought he died. So when they were working on the field, my mother's cousin came back with the backpack and limping his leg. And everybody was surprised. Well, you survived, you're alive. What happened to you? And he told to them the stories. He supposed to die. He was a messenger, but he caught during the send message to army unit. He caught by a South Korean soldier. So South Korean soldiers, they supposed to send him to the head office. But because only one prisoner, it's not worth to know somebody to take in the car, to send him to office. So they carry him every location they're moving and watching him and feeding him. And then both the general of the unit, he feel very annoying for this prisoner, so he decided to kill him. So he called a soldier to take him to the forest to shoot him. And the South Korean soldier gun point out at him and behind him towards the forest. And my uncle, he was walking on the forest and he thought, this is my life, it's ended at here. And he started singing, Bongsona. I think everybody knows the Bongsona. The Bongsona is English for balsam flower. The balsam flower we used colored on our nails. It was beautiful. That song created 1920s. It was ruled by Japan. But that song also banned it from Japan because this song, the meaning of this song contains of resistance of the Japan to the Japan and also hoping for our country's independence. But my uncle started singing this song. It's very emotional and very sad. And the South Korean soldier stopped him. You touched me with this song. I used to sing that song too. I don't know why I have to kill you. Go home and run. He shot 3 bullets towards the air. So those songs saved my uncle's life. I think this is the best example of our country. It's just one. We should be same race and brothers, rather than being enemies to each other. When I was arrived in Korea, as soon as I finished my education, like Hanawon, I was invited for dinner from police station with a few others. And I sat in the middle of a table, right in front of the boss. And he asked me, Minju, what is your best wish? Now you are in Korea, you are free to do everything. You want to be rich, or you want to success your life, or unification, what is your best wish? Say, yes, I want to be rich, but that's not my best. My best wish is north and south, to open up the gate, to communicating each other, not being enemy each other, the way I can go home to see my family, and not hating each other. And not just only myself, also separate family from the war, people missing together. They can gather together. This is my best wish. He was very surprised by my answer. That was 10 years ago. I'm still having my best wish. It's the same. And also, I wanted my country to become one. This is the only way to save North Korean people's lives get better too. Thank you very much for attending my book launching and listening to my speech. I think I will take some questions. Yes, Sonny?
I know this. I forgot something.
So the church only has one microphone, so we could get the wireless microphone hooked up here. So, We'll have the Q&A, but just before Q&A, I'll give you a minute to think about. Those of you who have read the book, I'll give you, if you want, I'll give you 1 minute to share your thoughts or feelings, anything you want to say, but only 1 minute, no more than 1 minute. Okay? So any of you, just raise your hand, let me know, then I'll give you 1 minute. You don't have to do it now, you can do it after the Q&A, okay? So, Mitch can answer the questions from here. I can go down and take your questions one at a time, okay? I'm just here only if translation is needed for some reason. So anybody want to ask questions? You get your books out afterwards. You can start with them. How come your English is so good? When I first read her book, she's such a good writer, but when I saw her speaking at the York University at Tom Foss's class, I said, oh man, she's a natural speaker. She might run for next federal election.
Thank you for the compliment.
Anybody want to sign up on our campaign team?
No question. Okay, what is
the
question?
Some of you just bought the books today, but I'm not sure there are some of you who've read the books already. Or even if you haven't read the books, just ask any questions. She has a right to refuse an answer. Oh, there's a question over there.
Yeah. Hi, so I actually haven't read your book completely yet because I was found out about it yesterday. And also, I was from Korea. I moved to Canada 6 years ago for school. So I'm slowly going to read a lot of things on Korean websites and online communities. I'm seeing a lot of hate towards North Korea, even though, like, my generation of, like Korean teens and people in the 20s don't know a lot about that, but, so do you think there's a best way to mitigate the hate towards North Korea? You said that your biggest wish is to reunify so people can talk to each other and their families. But it seems like a lot of people in Korea, especially South Korea, don't want that. I've seen a lot of opinions saying that they don't want to be reunified, and even some. It's kind of embarrassing, but I've even seen a lot of people saying that they have to invade North Korea because their enemy is South Korea, and I was really shocked about that. So do you think there's anything that you want to say about the younger generation of South Koreans for the hate on North Korea for no reason? Even just the regular people in North Korea.
질문이 뭐죠?
Okay. So there's some young people who are very negative about North Korea.
Right.
Korea. Okay, so let me the North Korea regime or North Korea as whole or North Koreans?
It used to be North Korean regime, but especially during the last 5 years or so, I'm seeing a lot of people against just regular.
남쪽에 남한의 젊은 사람 중에 요새는 네. 많은 사람들이 그 이 북한에 대한 부정적인 생각을 가진 사람들이 많이 늘어나는데
네, 네.
지금 한 나라가 되고 이런 통일을 원하는 그 이 의식이 있는 반면에 네. 지금 젊은 세대들 중에는
반대를 한다.
부정적인 생각들이 늘어나는 데서 어떻게 그거를 좀 생각하시는지 아니면 바꿀 수 있는지
어떻게 그 저희 세대한테 어떤 얘기를
그러니까 젊은 세대들 어떻게 얘기를 해줘야지 좀 긍정적으로 우리가 아하. 통일이 필요하다 이런 메시지를 전할 수 있는지 질문.
That's kind of like a politicians, like I don't know. 아 근데 okay. There is advantage and disadvantage if you unification, but I think it's further away. If you're looking far and wider, it's better with the. Unification together, it's become more powerful country and more benefit next generations. As you're looking right now, it's less realistic. We're losing something economically, we're losing, we need to help this out. I understand. I heard that many times from others. But we need to think about my motherland. This motherland, we passed on 5,000 years. We keep them as one country, one nation, to pass on next generations. This is our duty. Thank you. Is that satisfied?
Yep.
Thank you.
Another question over there?
What are your thoughts on Kim Jong-un and the North Korean government from like all the bad stuff that they've been doing to...
제가 지금 막 마이크, 마스크 때문에 잘 안 들려서 뭐라고 하셨죠?
김정은과 네. 북한 정권에 대해서 어떻게 생각하시니 요새 상당히 많은 로비살 이름이 좀
I think they always making sure for you know shooting the missile or sim I think they need for example like a crime you need to get some help if you're shooting the missile and this is that they can get some other If your baby cry, and then you know you have to give some food to not cry. I just make an example easily to understand because I don't know how to express with my English because my English is not the best. Yeah, they do this military action for like a missile shooting or bombing or somewhere. That's all just threatening and get some what they wanted to have, get it from South, even U.S. and or maybe release your sanction on my country. When we living in North Korea, we heard, because my country is so poor, because our country divided. Nobody told us this is a sanction from the U.S. or United Nations. We never knew. I never knew this. It happened. We only know this is our country divided. That's why we have been poor life. So when we 그 배급 있잖아요. 배급 줄 때, 그 when we 그 1970s, 1960, 1970, the North Korean's life was way much better than South Korean's life. So our government trying to save our grains, our rice or corns or whatever it is, save some lots of food to whenever we unification, then we're gonna help to the South Korean people. So every day we have to one scoop of rice. So we thinking, that's what how we educated. We learn that. And once you unification, then we're gonna help these people to have food to eat. But, and after, you know, it was opposite side. But still, we, only our life is gonna get better when it's our country become one. That's what we were told, always. Is that right answer? Sorry.
After knowing what you went through, it's really heartbroken to hear.
Thank you. Thank you.
It must be really hard for you to settle in Canada mm-hmm. as well as going through South Korea.
Mm-hmm.
What would be the, it's just without any political judgments or mm-hmm. opinions, without this support, what you would wish that was done and what kind of thing that you would have appreciated for the services or support that you've gotten by Korean government?
North Korean government.
By South Korean government.
South Korean government.
Or even Canadian government for someone like you to be able to settle and then help others or father for reunification. What kind of thing that you would wish for others to receive from all the other
people. 이제 그 이렇게 탈북하신 분들을 위해서
예.
뭐 정치성을 떠나서
예.
그러니까 남한 정부라든지 카나다
예.
정부가
예.
탈북해서 오신
예.
분들이 정착하는 좀 더 정착이 쉽게끔
예.
어떤 면에서 좀 더 도와줄 수 있었으면 좋았습니다.
아하.
오늘하고 뭐 힘들게 오셨는데
네.
오지 않으니까
네.
그 좀 더 그 앞으로 탈북하는 분들을 위해서 정부가 어떤 지원을 좀 더 잘해줬으면 좋았을까?
Okay. I think South Korea's government. I have no any complaints. There is any. It couldn't be better. They did all any possible to help the North Korean defectors. They all the programs and make an effort to. You need to make an effort to get your benefit. They have a really good program in South Korea. And I really appreciate of South Korean government, they set this all up because I didn't pay any tax to South Korean. I didn't do anything, nothing to South Korean government. But as soon as I got here, I received this, I received this, I received that benefit. Even South Korean people, they could not get this benefit. But because we came from North, we didn't contribute for South Korea, but we get this all for free. For me, this is wonderful and great South Korean government to how to treat, how to help them to settle down for us. I think you cannot do more than that. And if you give them too much for free, and people cannot be independent living themselves, they always dependent on the government receiving their, you know, some kind of benefit. So I think it's more than enough. And Canada government, I'm not really sure because I've been here only 10 years, you know. After 10 years, maybe I have a good answer for you. Thank you.
She's paying all the taxes. So.
Now I pay tax, yes.
So what prompted you to write your book? What made you decide to write it? And was it a painful experience to think
yes.
back?
Actually, I written my in the head I written on my book first too, but another reason is was not in the book. I personally found it, and even the life is better than North Korea, even from South, even Canadian or even European. I found it people, they have more than good enough. But they still no appreciate what they have. And they still complain, depressions. And some people, they kill themselves because of something's not right. But for me, we really hard to understand why. Because people having even poor and even more poor life we had, but we never think about of that way. And I was thinking, why do people think that way? Why don't they appreciate their family and their where they are living? That's why, you know what, I need to write my book to get people read this, and they find a lot of people are really bad life. So, you know, I want to this book gives you encouragement and inspiration. So that's why, that's another reason for I read my book. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your presentation. I'm wondering.
You are welcome.
What do you think is the role for people like you, people from North Korea, living outside North Korea, on reunification, right? Because now you're on the Peaceful Reunification Advisory Council. What is the unique sort of role and voice that you and other people like you have to contribute to this?
이게 이제 밖으로 나오셨으니까 네. 앞으로 한반도 평화를 위해서 어떤 일들을 어떤 역할을 하실 수 있는지 뭐 평통 자문위원도 되셨습니다.
Okay. I am a Canadian and I'm living in Canada, but I still love my country. I still miss my country. I will do all my best. If there is something I can do for our country's unification and peaceful, I will do everything. So, you know, I don't know what comes. then I will do it. And I think that all Koreans, or maybe from North Koreans, they will do like what I'm doing. Thank you.
Thank you.
That like if South Korea's government is already doing like almost doing everything to try to unite the South and North together, what do you think is another reason on why South and North Korea aren't able to reunite?
What else is there?
That's a political question.
Political.
I'll convey your question first, and then.
한국
정부에서는 네. 통일을 하려고 노력을 많이 하는데 네. 통일이 안 되는데 어떻게 이제 통일이 되느냐?
That's a good question, actually. realistic, really realistic. In realistically, in North Korean people, we don't want war. We don't want fight. We don't think South Koreans enemy. Only the government give us education and just give us, you know, propaganda for the South Koreans enemy, United States people is enemy of us. Because of them, we are, like, you know, bad. But we already know the words of truth. Not everything, but a little bit. So we don't want to fight. We never thought South Koreans is enemy. See, even war, you know, if the gun pointed out, they couldn't even kill it because we have the same feeling, we have the same emotional. For me, I don't think it's gonna be war happening, but if it's war happen, but North Koreans, it looks strong. They are, every like, single year, they're shooting the missile, you know, it's like powerful, but actually you inside, people's mind is not the same as government thinking. Because we are already sick of it and tired of it. It's too long, too suffering from this, you know, poor life. Persons who's not satisfied with one meal of dinner and you don't know what's gonna eat tomorrow. You know, why do we think about war and fighting tomorrow? We don't want this fight. So I don't think, even though, okay, in worst scenario, if it's war, I don't want to fight. Maybe we're not gonna fight. I don't know, but hopefully not to happen this war. And thank you for your question.
Well, that's a great answer. Just as a moderator, I think because we hear all these negative news through the Western media and Western politicians, but they're forgetting that it's not the North Koreans. It's not their fault.
Yes.
Forgetting the human part of this tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we like to do as a peace advisory council is to bring out the peace and the justice and the human rights and well-being of the North Koreans. Obviously, many of us are Koreans, so we care more. And someone like myself, my father came from the northern part of Korea, but I think more Canadians. Canada, it used to be a role model, and we need to be more role model to think about all those suffering young innocent children in the world. But in the name of political fights, that the things have been forgotten, just because Kim Jong keeps shooting missiles, right? So it's a complicated question, right? But anyway, there's a question way at the back. You can talk with the mask off when you're easier to
I find that there is diplomacy on a government level and there is diplomacy on a people level. And I think it's really important that you have an incredibly unique perspective because you have lived in North Korea, you have lived in South Korea, you live in Canada. As a Korean heritage Canadian, when I speak with a lot of people, Canadian people, they always ask, are you from South Korea? Well, of course you are, something along the line. But my family is from North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk about it. But I don't know anything about North Korea. But you have that experience.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are to use my mouth to speak to Canadians, rather than what the media portray, so that the Canadian population can see North Korea as a people, not just as something created by media, but how can we understand between people to people, so we can actually come to that unification. Because North Korea is such an unknown factor, unknown country. When we don't know something, we get so scared. We want to know that. We want to know them as a people. Mm-hmm. So if we use all of us here to speak to Canadians or anybody who asks about South North Korea, what are the things you want us to say to them about North Korea to make that positive impact, that common ground for us to empathize and bring them to us as a society?
저희 한글로 좀 요약해 주세요.
Yeah, I don't like long questions. but before I translate to meet you, I have one answer for you. When you talk to your friends, number one you should tell them, buy her a book first.
Yeah. 지금 질문은
예.
그러니까
절반 듣다가 막 이제 집중력 떨어져 가지고.
제너퍼가 이제 캐나다에서 이제 그 이제 남쪽에서 왔지만은 이제 아마 부모님, 저 아마 할아버지 이분들은 그쪽에 오시는데 이제 캐네디언들을 만날 때니까 제너럴 말이라 여기에
okay.
계신 많은
yes.
분들이 여기 캐네디언을 만날 적에 이 정부 차원의 외교도 있지만 예. 민간의 외교가 중요한 건데
있죠.
이분들이 그러니까 민주 씨가 북한에도 살았고 중국에도 살았고 남한에도 살았고 캐나다도 살았고 이러한 그 풍부한 경험과 그다음에 북한을 잘 아는데
예.
북한에 대한 실제로 사람들의 이야기를 어떻게 이 캐네디언들한테
들려줄까?
미디어에 나오는 것이 항상 애큐럴한 건 아니고
그렇죠.
것 같기 때문에
그렇죠.
그래서 제가 책을 다 읽어보면 다 이해가 된다고 하는데
네.
어쨌든 그 작가님께서 이분들한테 조언을 주실 수 있다면 내 캐네디언 친구들한테 어떻게 북한 사람들이 어떻게 살고 어떻다는 걸 갖다가 좀 잘 설명해 줄 수 있게끔 약간 좀 코칭을 좀 해달라는 것 같아요. 네. 자기가 대사가 되겠다고 홍보 대사가 되겠다고 제안하신 거 right?
I think you already gave her answer. My answer is the same. Yes. If you want to know about real North Korean story, there is so many books from the North Korean stories, not just only mine, somebody else's. They are all different circumstances of the life, is different. Maybe someone worked in the elite, or someone worked in the army, secret army, many different stories. They will understand what real North Koreans are like without any media or television or any government said. I think that's the best way to find out your understand of North Korea. Thank you.
Yeah, what I certainly found after reading her book is that it really you can picture the average North Korean or the poor North Korean what they do on a daily life, right? So it's very touching, and you'll cry many times if you haven't read the book yet. But it's certainly very good to read about understanding the real reality of North Korea.
Hey, I have a question.
Oh yes.
Thank you very much for sharing your experience.
You're welcome.
My question is, if North and South Korea will unification tomorrow, then do you think we'll be happy? And do you think we'll be better than before? What do you think about that?
한글로 알려주세요.
내일 갑자기 통일이 된다면
네.
전부 해피 해줄 것 같아요.
누가요? Who? North Koreans? Or me? Who's gonna happy? What is your... 누가 해피하다는 거죠?
질문하셨을 때 내일 통일이 된다면 네? If there's a you ask if there's a unification done tomorrow.
Yes.
Will they be happy? When you say will they be is it North Korea, South Korea,
yeah.
or everybody or
yeah, together. Both of them. Unification means
yes, I know.
Indonesia, the North and South. There's tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And we unification both country. Then do you think and could be happy, and could be better than yesterday?
I think more than happy, and of course, much better than yesterday. This is without questions.
Why do you think
Why is that?
Why do you think just like that?
Because we were thought always, my country is divided by Japan or divided from any countries, and now we are suffering because of our country is divided. So once you have unification, then this suffering will be end. Maybe our life is getting better. That's the reason maybe people are going to be more than happy. I don't know. Am I giving you the right answer?
Yeah, one more. There was always
family argument. Even when you get married, you never have an argument with your wife.
Yeah.
So I think what she's saying is, I'm sure there will be a lot of complications and difficulties, because you've been apart for so long, but I think for people who left their family members behind, it's being together is something hard to describe.
Yeah. Okay, that's on. Yeah.
Tom?
I read your book.
Yes.
It's a great book. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
What makes you special? When you think back to being in the North, you did something that very few people do.
Oh.
What makes you the person who defected? Like, what is it about you that caused you to act as you did?
That was a long processing, because years and years we trust government, rely on government, but after collapsed everything, you know, human being, we have instinctively, we need to eat, you need to eat first. If you cannot satisfy your eating, this is a human being's instinct, if you cannot satisfy this, then your ideology is going to be behind than your human instinct. So slowly we are, like, not only happens one or two days. This is slowly day by day. Everybody has a little bit anger to government, because why is it happen? Why do we have this, like, have to? We working hard every day, we work without any pain to government. But that's what we return. We have returned this. And then slowly we have questioning on the government. And also another hand, people also listening from radio, from the Seoul, from other, you know, from under the ground. They have some news, South Koreans, how rich they are. And also we watch some news from the news. It's a demonstration from some University of Seoul or Gwangju University, their demonstration. They wear the clothes, oh my God, so rich and so nice, the shoes and jean pants and clothes. We cannot even buy, we cannot even see that clothes. And then why is they so rich and their demonstration? And the government says South Korea is very poor, it's a bad country, it's really, you cannot leave the country. But slowly you can see how these people are telling the lie and actually the truth. So we actually, you know, we start slowly realized what's truth or what's a lie and propaganda. And also my mom was affected me also too. And that year was 황장엽 씨, 뭐지? 뭐라 그러죠? 북한의 그, he was president of the Kim Il-sung University. He defected 1997. And my mom told me he was defected. And we didn't believe her. Said, that's a rumor. And my mom said, no, I heard this from radio, from the, somebody had a real radio. The radio, that's not allowed us to hear that, but some of them radio from the Japan, and by some smuggler, the black market, you can actually free, we only one channel for radio, television, everything just one channel, fixed. You cannot even turn. And that some of the radio has few channels. So a lot of people get, you know, information from there. Actually, they more awakening than us. And my mom told us, and my mom always, you know, give us like another brainwashing again. This is how this government bad, you know. But again, I was thinking, why is president of a Kim Il-sung University, he's defecting it. He was a top class. He's the like elite class. Why is he leaving my country? And this is also affect our life, our thought too. So, you know, also plus my personally, as you read my book, like, you know, my families and my husband, you know, that's all also another reason to make this determined to leave my country. Yes, thank you.
Well, I have a virtual question.
Virtual question.
So what are the misconceptions people have about North Korea or North Koreans? 북한 사람, 북한 아니면 북한 사람에 대해서 mm-hmm. 오해하고 있는, 잘못 알고 있는 점들이 무엇입니까?
한국 사람들이요? 아니면 외국인들이요?
Maybe you can both 남한 사람들과 캐네디안들 both 그 양쪽 사람
오해를 하고 있다.
북한이나 북한 사람에 대해서 잘못 알고 있는 점들이 뭐 있는지 한번 설명해. 한두 가지만 샘플.
잘못 알고 있다고요? 잘 모르겠는데.
It's like some people think everybody is starving in North Korea.
No. Oh.
Kim Jong-un, yeah. Kim Jong-un
okay.
Is not starving.
Okay, I got it.
He's pretty big.
Okay. Because we are watching TV, show from the Pyongyang, Moranbong, and entertainment teams, and playing the something, and Pyongyang is beautiful. They think, oh my God, North Korean people is good life. But this is only, it's very, very rarely have chance to have that life like that. And you wouldn't able to see actual real North Korean's life. That's, I think, is your misunderstanding about North Korea. That's, I think, biggest one. There is some more, but that's the biggest one. And for me, it's like, really tired of everybody's understand this. Oh, that's not real life. But people can understand what I'm saying. They only understand from the TV, then actually understand from my talking. Because I'm defecting your country, you should talk your country bad. But they don't believe me, you know? But yeah, that's from media and TV show. That's misunderstanding a lot of things from there.
Can you talk a little bit about North Korean defectors' lives once they get to South Korea?
Uh-huh.
And are they discriminated against by South Korea?
Most of them, yes. They do. This is not only South Korea, it's all over the world. If you immigration, if you're from United States, if you go to Thailand, you don't know about the local, you don't know about that culture and language. In the beginning, of course, you don't even have to tell you. It's just you feel it yourself. You're feeling yourself. You have been discriminating. But again, I don't blame on anybody. This is all world, and I think the human being, we are just, you know, selfish people, that's why. But as long as you are catch up and trying to doing your best to follow up where you are belong to, I think these people are slowly open their heart to let you in, and thus discrimination is gone. But you have to making yourself harder. You don't have to complain. This society is discriminating because I come from the north. But you need to get over it. You need to be top of that. You need to be stronger than that. So how can you make it yourself to not to be bullying and not to be discriminated? So there is so many, not people, not the same, but there is so many North Koreans also, they are mentally not strong enough. They got bullying and some people, they dying or jump to the, you know, from the apartment to the street. But most of them, they do. But I think we have to, North Koreans, when you leave your country, if you're not strong enough, your mind, this has happened everywhere, but nobody can help you with this. You need to help yourself. Thank you.
Thank you for your writing and for your talk. I'm looking forward to reading your book.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Can you speak about your connections to other North Koreans in Toronto? What do you feel sort of a bond with them? Is there a community here? And what has been your reception by local Korean community?
I don't have any connection in from North Koreans. I just only met one person today. Her name is Jang Seo-yeon. She is the reporter of Voice of the Asia. And I don't have any connection because we are living in drama. Because North Korea is so many things banned. Don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. But if you follow the government, there's no way to survive. So we have to, against a little bit, do something for you survive. So we always hiding policemen, hiding for armies, hiding for to do this, to do something business for my family, to support my family. So, and when you have cut, then you have to be, this is big punished, not even just go to jail. Maybe your whole family disappear to political secret camps. Your life is all finished. So that's why we always been under the shaking and afraid and fear. So when you also, plus top of it all, if you go as soon as you leave your country and you stay in China, this is even worse. You have to be hiding your name, change your name. If you know someone from North Korea, I don't wanna see him, I don't wanna meet him or her, because maybe that person know me, then it's gonna be reporting it any different way, and they're gonna take my family away, or they're gonna come to get me. This is always, we have a trauma. This is everybody like that. So we used to be not to gathering together because of that, the accustomed. But they have some society.
You're okay with the Koreans in Canada, right?
I'm okay now. I'm okay. I'm okay now. Because it's been too long, and I think I'm okay. Yeah.
I need you.
Hi.
She and I belong to the Peaceful Unification Advice Council together. Uh-huh. So I got to know her a little bit, and I read her book. Uh-huh. Sincerely enjoyed reading your true life story. Uh-huh. And I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
And actually, a few of you already asked the same question I've had. So I'm going to relate some of your questions. And I'm not asking your questions, so relax.
Thank you.
Young man asked, what would be your role as a Peaceful Unification Advisory Council member? And also, the other lady asked whether you had any connections in relationship or friendship with North Korean dictators in Canada. Mm-hmm. And I noticed several of you asked, why did you decide to write a book? Mm-hmm. All of those things that I have said questions and uh-huh. some answers by reading your book.
Okay.
About a month ago, uh-huh. four of us, mm-hmm. And the conference was to discuss about the women's role for peaceful unification amongst our NUAC, PUAC, mm-hmm. Peaceful Unification Advice Council mm-hmm. members. And one of the discussions that we have had was, we have eight groups of people, mm-hmm. eight people attended, and we had eight groups, and each group had different proposals and ideas. What are the women's role for the unification? And I think that her group had excellent idea. That was what we also had and what we didn't really present it. That is that we will probably get to know women from the north mm-hmm. and get to know their lifestyles. And they probably can tell us more than we imagine mm-hmm. what they would want, what they needed. You talked about the open communication. Yes, there will be some time soon, hopefully, a good communications between
okay.
South Korea. Yes. Maybe not be united, mm-hmm. but at least we will have some opportunity to visit each mm-hmm. other or mm-hmm. communicate by email or your text message yeah. and so on. So, what we want you to think about now, I don't need an answer, mm-hmm. is that you should educate us mm-hmm. or explain the situation that we misunderstood. Some of them are negative opinions on South Korea, and we don't know enough of the real life. Although I did read your book, this story actually to me is very, very similar to the story I've already heard of from other defectors living in Korea. So they all went through hardship, risks, living in China with all the discrimination and bias and having to go through brokers and all that. So these are very well known. And I really admire you and commend you for your courage as a woman. It's adorable and amazing because even for very many men would not be able to do such a thing like you did. And I'm a gutsy person, but would I be able to do what you did? Probably not. In other words, I really admire your will to seek for peace and freedom and wanting to meet your family back someday. So eventually, I hope that all the hopes, your best wishes will come true, and that's our best wishes as well. So I'm getting back to my request to you is that we need you to tell more about what the North Korean woman's life is like. I know you're different from other women in Korea. Your level of education, your desire, your family upbringing, they're all different. So I would not be able to get the one good answer from you, but at least you should be able to speak on behalf of other women and tell us what we can do to communicate better with the women, if not anybody, just women. What we can do to open up communication. If we don't open up communication, what are the best things or what are the first things that we need to do? Okay, so I'm going to ask you to put a thinking cap and get back to us on the next meeting.
Next meeting, okay. Okay. Thank you for your question.
Thank you very much. I'm having a special agent as of today. So send me a first class airplane ticket. She will fly with my health care anyway. First class only, okay? So we'll take one more question. Okay, we've got one more question over here.
Because I was living in 10 years in China, I must learn the Chinese as soon as possible. Because as someone just asked me, discrimination, I have most discrimination ever than anybody else. But I made it. I made impressed. Then I'm going to put them down myself. If they're discriminating you, you're discriminating them. Not make them to discriminate you. So I have to learn, turn on the TV, and learning the Mandarin, you know. I was living in local. It's a very local language, like a Saturi. It's very hard to understand if you go outside of your town. So I say, you know what? I'm not going to be stay here longer. I have to learn the proper Mandarin from the TV. I'm gonna go to big city. I'm gonna go my translator. I'm gonna do something for myself. I'm gonna make myself my life success. I wouldn't have this here like a poor life forever. I made this myself. So I have goal to learn the Chinese. So and also another reason is even my husband discriminated too. My husband, I lived with Chinese men too. And then I need to fight. I need to explain why it happened. Why do I need this? Why I need to fight with him. Without language, you can't fight over him. So I just wanted to, and also one more thing. There is a people, they don't know about English. They don't know about the math. So someone was approaching me. Do you know about English? Yeah, I learned some English. Can you teach me with English? So you know what I did? I have a big note. And all the English words, like 1,000 English words, I wrote myself, everything, and asking her, what's this word for Chinese? What's this for Chinese? So 10, like 1,000 of words, maybe more, and I got all the Chinese words, and I'm reading it. And if I'm reading sometimes, open my book to find the words, and to speak my husband. First of all, you know, I have to speak my husband. Because I came from a poor country, I have a really bad, you know, situation in the beginning. But after, I think, 3 years, my Chinese was okay, you know, it's good, can communication. So I think you need to be something motivation to do something for yourself. Then everything else, it comes to you. Thank you. Thank you.
I think you can feel her determination.
I think maybe Mr. Kim, on behalf of the Unification Council, present flower. We can get some cameras out to take cameras. And then after that, we'll take some official photos. Anybody want to come and take photo with the Minju? Okay. Thank you very much, Minju, for...
Okay, thank you very much for taking your time for us.
Okay, so anybody who want to come out and take photo with the Minju for next 5 minutes, then those of you who bought her books, she'll autograph your books, okay?
Okay.
All right? Come on out and take photos. I think there are some young people who want to take photos with you. So.
Okay.
Do you mind,
son?
This is a fancy.
Sorry. Oh. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
He has very well speech today.